In this bulletin, 15 new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales. States and territories closed their borders because of the Northern Beaches cluster. And in sport, Tiger Woods' 14-year-old son upstages him at a competitive golf tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Craig Dodd. New South Wales has recorded another 15 COVID-19 cases, which were all linked to the Northern Beaches outbreak. More than 38,000 people came forward for testing in New South Wales in the past 24 hours. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has thanked people in the Northern Beaches for complying with the health measures.
I'm pleased to say overnight we had 15 locally acquired cases, all of which are linked to the Avalon cluster. And obviously our continued hard effort is required to make sure that we continue that downward trend. But as we know, in a pandemic, things can be very volatile and can move very quickly.
New South Wales authorities are yet to discover the source of the outbreak. Tough border restrictions have come into effect today on travellers from Greater Sydney and the central coast of New South Wales. Victoria, South Australia, Queensland, the Northern Territory, WA, Tasmania and the Australian Capital Territory have reimposed forced quarantine measures. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's disappointing that family time over Christmas has been disrupted for some.
I know that will be incredibly upsetting and frustrating, but I think at the same time people understand that these precautions are going to be necessary to avoid something worse, and so we're just going to have to push through. 2020 isn't done with us yet, but we'll get through. I think that's just why particularly I think people are feeling this latest shock to the system with this outbreak in the Northern Beaches, that little bit more. So I really do understand that frustration, and hopefully we can get through this soon.
700 Victoria police officers have been deployed to establish checkpoints along the state's shared border with New South Wales. Victoria's hotel quarantine inquiry has failed to determine who decided to use private security in the state's bungled system. Former Judge Jennifer Coates says none of the 70,000 documents put before the inquiry shed any light on who made the decision. The report also found decisions were made away from the Premier and senior ministers. The bungled scheme triggered Victoria's second wave. South Australia's Police Commissioner Grant Stevens has apologised for what he called a communication breakdown that occurred last night at Adelaide Airport. Travellers from Sydney, the Central Coast and Wollongong were forced to enter hotel quarantine despite arriving hours before the midnight border closure. They'll receive a phone call today from police informing them that they don't need to stay in quarantine. Overseas, the United States, Israel, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, France and Italy have all banned flights to and from the UK following reports of a new strain of COVID-19. Experts are monitoring the impact of the mutant strain, saying it appears to be much more contagious than existing types of the virus. Scientist Sir Mark Walpott says virus mutations are common.
The new strain is more transmissible. If there's one piece of good news, it doesn't appear so far that it causes any worsening of the disease, which is important. And as far as we know at this stage, the vaccines should still work against it. But it's a difficult time.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has called on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to seek an extension to a post-Brexit transition period. Ms Sturgeon says efforts should be focused on responding to the new coronavirus strain. It comes as the European Union and British negotiators continued talks in hoping to strike a post-Brexit trade deal. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the EU's demands were unreasonable and called on them to make concessions.
I'm sure that a deal can be done, but obviously it needs movement on the EU side. And I'm an incredibly pragmatic politician, and you know, I want to see a deal. But I also think that the EU demands are unreasonable, and they're not demands that can be accepted.
To sport, and golf's PNC Championship has concluded with Justin Thomas and his father Mike claiming victory over Tiger Woods and his son Charlie. The event is a family competition for major winners and one of their family members. Team Woods both wore Tiger's signature red and black outfit.
I don't think words can describe it. The fact that we were able to have this experience together, Charlie and I, and it's memories for a lifetime.
Tiger Woods' son Charlie was the youngest competitor in the tournament's history and showcased impressive skills on the course. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Rain developing in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, a shower or two, 21. Canberra, rain developing, 25. Wollongong, much the same, 22. Sydney, similar, 24. Newcastle, rain and 24 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.